This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry today. Well, you've heard of Phil Robertson by now and his Duck Dynasty family. Usually they sound like this. Listen.
Ah, that's a poodle. He's got killer written all over him.
They in there sound asleep. I'll get this smoke pole. I'll be their alarm clock.
Hey!
I'm starving to death.
You just ate an entire chicken. How could you be hungry?
It was a little chicken.
I'm getting a cramp. I can't see crap. Gummit.
Bingo.
Well, that's the Duck Dynasty guys having a lot of fun in their reality television world on A&E. But now, Phil Robertson is part of the political landscape. And for those of you in the dark, GQ magazine published an interview with Robertson last week in which he compared homosexuality directly with bestiality. He also stated that prior to entitlement programs, African Americans were, quote, singing and happy, i.e. nobody was complaining the way they do today. Well, the A&E network, which broadcast Duck Dynasty, suspended Robertson after the publication of that interview, and they stated this: his personal views in no way reflect those of A&E networks, who have always been strong supporters and champions of the LGBT community. The network has placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely, end quote. Now, at the same time, conservative Republicans, from former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin to the current conservative Republican governor of Louisiana, that's Bobby Jindal, have weighed in and come to Phil Robertson's defense. Listen to Bobby Jindal on Fox News.
Here's where I think that it's so hypocritical of A&E and Hollywood and the left. They all say that they're for diversity, they're for tolerance, they're for minority views and opinions, unless you disagree with them. Now, I wish what A&E had said, what they could have said, was you don't have to agree with Phil, you don't have to agree with what he said or how he said it. If you don't like what he said, flip the channel.
Now, it's one thing for the governor of Louisiana to come to the defense of Phil Robertson. It's another thing when you realize that probably, most likely, most political observers think Bobby Jindal's running for president, and he's chosen this fight. Well, here with some details on the ongoing Duck Dynasty saga and some of the data behind the very obvious national divide that Duck Dynasty has exposed is Dante Chinney. He's director of the American Communities Project at American University. Hi, Dante.
Hey there.
Well, you're a numbers guy, right?
That's right.
Well, there have been plenty of commentary over the two Americas and sort of the divide that I mentioned, the people who find Phil Robertson's comments offensive and the people who say, right on, you have a right to say them. But you've been digging into some of the data that makes this a little more clear, haven't you?
Yeah. What we did is we work with our partners at Experian, a consumer research company, and we looked at basically who watches Duck Dynasty. So who's watched Duck Dynasty over the last 7 days is a question they ask. And there are very sharp divides. I mean, the viewership in some places is twice as high as it is in others. And the places where it tends to be highest are places that are overwhelmingly rural and tend to vote very Republican by large margins.
Okay, and you have, it looks like, lots of different sort of county types, not just two Americas, as people say, but like 15 Americas.
Yeah, and I mean, the way we view it is, you know, there are two Americas when you look at the way people vote. They either vote Democratic or Republican, but what we do with the American Communities Project is we take all these different factors, all these different kind of demographic points into account, and then we try to break down the counties that way. So we have, for instance, people who watch Duck Dynasty. It happens, the higher viewership is in aging, places we call aging farmlands, rural middle America, places we call working class country, which is heavily based in Appalachia, and places we call evangelical hubs. All these places, again, very strong Republican votes, and also they tend to be 50% of the population at least, and much more in some of those places, 50% of the population is rural.
Okay, so nobody's going to be shocked to learn that people in the aging farmlands might watch Duck Dynasty more. Folks in downtown Manhattan, maybe not so much on average. But A&E knows that. They must, Dante Chinney. They know who's watching their show, and they knew when they put the guy on hiatus.
They still need advertisers on A&E, and this might be a very highly rated show, but a lot of their viewership is based in Manhattan, right? And for a whole bunch of shows, you know, they're not the Duck Dynasty network. You know, they don't want to offend people, so they've got to figure out a way to show that they take offense at these comments. But as they do that, I don't want to say they're offending, but they're putting off people in these other communities that may agree with what Phil Robertson had to say. You know, my feeling about a lot of this is it is maybe fair to say that, you know, they shouldn't suspend him for this because, look, if you want reality TV, if you really want reality TV, the reality is this is what Phil Robertson thinks. And there are a lot of people in the country who agree with some of what he had to say.
There's another reality that says that A&E Networks, which has a lot of corporate advertisers and a lot of big business that do business not only with LGBT customers but lots of other people, don't want the reaction and don't want the headache on just one of their shows.
That's absolutely true. I mean, and remember, this is big viewership. Duck Dynasty is big viewership, but we live in an era of, you know, 300 cable channels, you know, and as big as the audience is, the money that you're talking about, that corporate money, people not wanting to be associated with the comments that Phil Robertson made, that is a strong persuader for A&E to basically essentially, you know, punish him in some way for what he did. Yes.
And let's face it, A&E, even if individuals there don't like what Phil Robertson said, they're not interested in sponsors heading for the exits. And we've seen examples of that in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought, you know, the quote you played from Jindal was really interesting, Governor Jindal, because, you know, he says, like, if you don't like what Phil Robertson said, turn the channel, watch something else. I don't think I can recall in my life a cable network or any television network ever saying, if you don't like what we're doing, turn the channel.
So you brought up Bobby Jindal, and let's end with him. He's a politician and a smart one, is probably running for president in this current political environment. Bobby Jindal knows his market just as well as A&E knows its market. What do you think Bobby Jindal is thinking as he looks out across the two Americas or the 15 Americas and decides that this is a hill he wants to fight on?
Well, he's got two things going on for him. Number one, these are Louisiana guys, right? So he's standing up for them, I guess, as the governor of Louisiana. But the other way to look at it is these places, these aging farmlands, rural middle America, working class country, evangelical hubs. If you want to win the Republican nomination for president, you need to win these places. And I'm not saying that everybody in these places agrees with what Phil Robertson said, but a good number of them do. And he's trying to show them, I'm at least with you somewhat on this cause. Please consider me for your vote.
Well, the comments of Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty fame have exposed a lot of rifts in American culture. Corporate versus viewers, liberal versus conservative, Republican versus Democrat, maybe. Dante Chinney, director of the American Communities Project at American University, thanks for helping us sort of tease through the mosaic. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.